it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time once again on NFL Sunday. Who's in? Who's out?
Impact betting and fantasy for basically every single player.
Actives, inactives on You Better You Bet, countdown to kickoff.
All right, the actives and inactives are out. We've got everything you need, all the info, all the analysis. Let's start with the Bills and the Jets at MetLife, where we told you Tre'Davious White is in for Buffalo. Teron Johnson is out at the cornerback position. So this is a Bills secondary not operating at full strength. We knew Ed Oliver was out. It's a multi-week absence for Buffalo star defensive tackle. Mason Taylor, the Jets' rookie tight end, Jason's son. That's actually true. He is active for today's game. He was out-targeted last week by Jeremy Ruckert. My sense is you'll see Mason Taylor more involved in the pass game today for the New York Jets. Patriots and the Dolphins. Christian Gonzalez is out, their number one corner. Bad news for the New England Patriots secondary. Jalen Wright is out. Ollie Gordon, the Oklahoma State rookie, will be Devon Achane's lead backup in the Miami backfield. And for the Dolphins, the entire right side of the offensive line is out. Austin Jackson and James Daniels. And cornerback Storm Duck, who is a real person, I promise. He's probably their best corner. He is out today for Miami. His name is Storm Duck. Nothing of note with the Bengals and the Jaguars. Ravens and the Browns. Jack Conklin is out for Cleveland, one of their best offensive linemen, their starting right tackle. For Baltimore, Isaiah Likely out for another week. And Jair Alexander, a surprise inactive today for the Ravens. He will not play, which helps the matchup on the outside for both Jerry Jeudy and Cedric Tillman. Giants, Cowboys, left tackle Andrew Thomas out for the Giants. You usually know what that means when he's out. Evan Neal is out. And when he plays, he's also out. Epic first-round bust from clueless general manager Joe Shane. Wandale Robinson is in, the PPR merchant. I would anticipate his stat line today being 8 catches for 21 yards. And for Dallas, Deron Bland out, one of their two starting corners. Rams and the Titans. Devondre Sweat out for Tennessee in the middle of that defensive line. That matters a lot because Steve Avila, one of the Rams guards, is out. I feel like those two kind of cancel out. J.C. Latham, Tennessee starting right tackle, is out for this game. Going up against Jared Verse and Braden Fisk and Kobe Turner. Like, not great for the Titans offensive line and Cam Ward. Bears and the Lions. Taylor Decker is a surprise active. He will play today for Detroit. Did not practice at all this week. He will play and start today for the Detroit Lions. For Chicago, Jalen Johnson makes his season debut, their best corner. Grady Jarrett will play despite not practicing at the end of the week. Star slot cornerback Kyler Gordon out for Chicago, which helps the matchup for Amon-Ra St. Brown out of the slot for Detroit. Steelers and Seahawks. Devin Witherspoon, Seattle's best cornerback, is out. And for Pittsburgh, Joey Porter Jr. and Deshaun Elliott both out in the secondary. And Derek Harmon, their first-round defensive tackle, is out. So if anyone wants to play a contrarian over, I mean, you got a bunch of key players out on defense for both teams. Niners and the Saints. Tyleese Fuaga is in for New Orleans, one of their starting tackles. He was questionable on the injury report. Brock Purdy, George Kittle out for San Francisco. Jawan Jennings and Trent Williams will both play for the 49ers. Moving on to the afternoon slate. Nothing really of note in Cardinals, Panthers, or Broncos, Colts. We'll go to Eagles, Chiefs, where Xavier Worthy is out after he was injured by his own teammate, Travis Kelce, whose head so far up his rear end he can smell the pancakes he's had for breakfast. Injuring teammates, dropping passes, but hey, everybody, he's got a really highly rated podcast and a GQ cover shoot where he looks like Razor Ramon. So he's got that going for him. Dallas Goedert out for the Philadelphia Eagles. I think that helps Devontae Smith big time today. I like Devontae Smith overs in that game. And then Sunday Night Football with the Vikings and the Falcons. This is a great injury report for Atlanta. Drake London and Darnell Mooney, their top two receivers, are off the injury report. Both will start tonight, and the Vikings will be without star left tackle Christian Darrisaw, star pass rusher Andrew Van Ginkle, and starting cornerback Jeff Okuda. We'll get to that game in a moment as far as side and total movement, but a bad injury report for the Vikings and a good one for the Atlanta Falcons. And those are your actives and inactives, Sam, for week two as it stands right now. Anything happening on the board, and then we'll get to the rest of the games for it moved.
They keep laying two favorites. Detroit, they're laying 6.5 right now, still laying it against the Bears. And they keep laying Baltimore against Cleveland. I see more 13s popping in the market. That dog may be very dead today.
Very. There's an old Yeller joke to be made here about the dog pound. All right, let's continue on, guys, with it moved. Couple more games for us to hit for today. Sammy, it's the Peyton Manning Bowl in Indianapolis with the Broncos and the Colts. Both teams winning last week, one in way more impressive fashion than the other. Denver squeezing out a win. They did not cover against the Tennessee Titans. The Colts smashed the Miami Dolphins. What do we have here with Indy and Denver?
You have Rec Books at 2.5. You have Sharp Books at 1.5 and 1. So what does that tell you? Well, the support has come in with bigger limits at bigger shops on the Colts. And I know there's a lot of people that think Daniel Jones can't start 2-0. Why not? Did Bo Nix look good last week? I don't know. This will be a very pros against Joe's game. And we had a couple of these last week, and most of them went in favor of the pros. Public is on Denver. Wise guys are on Indianapolis. Again, some books are at 1, 1.5. Others are 2, 2.5. The total has come down a little bit. Indianapolis on the O-line, Nick, might be one of the best in the league. And if they can get Taylor and those backup running backs going, Daniel Jones can be just fine. I like the Colts. Can you tell? Public will be on Denver. The books will probably need the Colts to pull the upset.
Oh, man.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I said it, I don't know, maybe Tyler can type it, on either Monday or Tuesday, probably Tuesday, that you just like look at the teams, look at the line, look who's home, look who's on the road, that this is going to be a pros versus Joe's game, right? That the pros were going to like the Indianapolis Colts and Joe Public was going to like the Denver Broncos. Well, I've always said, I love my first name. Nick's a great name. If I had to be a different name...
Joe.
Call me Joe. Oh, yeah. I love the Broncos here. Sertan takes away half the field. They may have to peel Daniel Jones off the turf with a spatula when it's all said and done. I understand the thought process by embedding Indianapolis. I knew immediately. I was like, this is pro. Like, all the pros are going to be on the Colts. I strongly disagree with the on-field handicap, and maybe I'm wrong. Sammy, call me Joe Public. I'll be on the Denver Broncos today. Money line laying the short price in Indianapolis. Okay. Super Bowl rematch. Allow me just to give you your flowers here for a moment, because you were one of the only people that I heard, at least, say prior to the Super Bowl that you wouldn't be shocked, not if the Eagles won, if they beat the tar out of the Kansas City Chiefs and got after Patrick Mahomes. And that is what happened. You were right about that. I had the Chiefs. I had EDS. I wish I had erectile dysfunction instead of Eagles derangement syndrome. It would have saved me some money in the Super Bowl. Super Bowl rematch here. 1-0 Eagles at 0-1 Kansas City. No Xavier Worthy for the Chiefs. Where do we stand here, Sammy? Philly at KC.
The books actually need the Chiefs. And they don't say that a lot. They really don't. This looks so easy to take Philly. And this number opened, you know, Philly was about 1, 1.5. And now we're seeing picks. So you are seeing some movement towards KC on the bigger bet side of things. But a lot of normal action, a lot of regular action is on Philly money line. This is a spot where I think the books do need Kansas City. John Murray in Vegas at the Westgate said they really need the Chiefs. And despite Philly taking a lot of bets at -1, 1.5, you see some shops down to pick. I usually am very cautious when people are running away from Kansas City. Usually that's a side that everybody wants to be aligned with, but they're looking at that one result in Brazil, and they're staying away from the Chiefs. Just be careful. I like the Chiefs, and I think also in a teaser, you can get the Chiefs. Some books are 1.5. You can get through 6 and 7. Chiefs plus 7.5 at home. That's a pretty good idea in my book.
I like the Chiefs also, Sammy, but I feel like I always like the Chiefs. We'll do Sunday Night Football in a second. Do you have a thought on the total here? I like the over a little bit. I can explain why more later.
Over has taken some money for sure. 45.5 to 47. BetMGM has 47. Look, this is going to sound crazy to say because I love Philly's defense last year. The depth that they lost is a big deal.
You're right.
Up front. And I don't think they have a legit cornerback too.
They don't?
I don't. So even with Worthy out and Rice suspended, the total moving up is very eye-opening, if you know what I mean.
And I'll just to Sam's point, we talked about it all summer on You Better You Bet. We all watched last Thursday night in the Cowboys-Eagles game. Adoree Jackson got burnt the entire game by like different Cowboys receivers. Vic Fangio comes out earlier this week and goes, yeah, Adoree Jackson's going to start, which means that everyone else is either bad or like not ready to play, like Jacorian Bennett, who they traded for. I think you nailed it 100% that they got big-time issues in that secondary outside of Mitchell and DeGene. Let's close here, Sammy. Sunday Night Football, I gave the injury report to start with the Vikings and the Falcons. National championship game rematch at quarterback. We have one of those earlier in the day with Trevor Lawrence against Joe Burrow. This one from a couple years ago, Michael Penix Jr. and J.J. McCarthy.
So this number last Sunday night in Vegas opened Minnesota -5.5. I think a lot of people need to realize where this market started and where it is. So the initial number that came out, 5.5. Well, look at the board now. Threes all over the yard. BetMGM has a 3. So there has been some sharp and pile-on on Atlanta. I'm willing to lay a little 3 here. BetMGM will let me do it at -115. Other books, I guess, will let me do it at -110, so you know what to do there. I always lay the best of it. But it looks like you have a lot of people who sort of believe that J.J. McCarthy is not going to do what he did last week. I don't think they think he's going to do that this week. So they're betting against the Vikings on Sunday night.
People know that I'm a big Michael Penix Jr. fan. I did bet Atlanta. We talked about it on You Better You Bet. I bet it earlier in the week once we felt like London and Mooney were going to play at a number that no longer exists. Just to Sam's point, like, I love Atlanta, which I probably shouldn't after the way last week ended, but I do. At 3, I would never take three with Atlanta. I actually agree with Sam. I feel like if you like the Vikings, this is an entry point, Sam, for Minnesota. I would not bet take 3 with Atlanta. You needed 3.5 or 4 and 4.5 to make this bet, I think.
I love the matchup of Flores against Penix. And Penix, as we know, is not a big mobile cat. You know, the biggest chunk plays the Bears got last week were quarterback runs. That's not what you get from Penix.
Oh, I think Michael Penix is going to sit back there and diagnose the blitz.
Yeah.
It's gonna, I think he's so awesome, and I think he shows it.
Oh, I like him.
Tonight. Hour one done. Hour two for you coming up on the other side. It will feature our best bets, the underdog money line parlay, Sammy P survivor picks, but we will start with the prop bets for today, Thy Royal Prop King.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.